Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. Just one second. We're having a couple issues here, and we'll get it straightened out. So it's sorry about the delay, but give me about 60 seconds. Okay, guys, I'm so sorry that you had to wait. Those who are listening now or you will download it later. You know, I wanted to talk about something with the holidays, and, you know, people are struggling. Some people are really having a great time. Some people are struggling. Some people have a great time and struggle a little bit, right? It's challenging when you struggle, okay, or when you get depressed or when you're overwhelmed. And have you guys ever felt like that? I mean, you know, a lot of the girls and the clients that are working with, have, you know, they're struggling because they don't have a, you know, boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, and they feel like they should be a different place in their life, right? And, I mean, gosh, I've been guilty of that myself. Have you guys, any of you guys that are listening, been guilty of, like, I should be here, I should be married, I should have a baby, I should have a boyfriend, I should have a girlfriend, I should have a better job, but I should have more money, I should be able to do more things, right? Shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? And it's frustrating. So, you know, most of you guys don't know this, but I was really, really sick over the past couple of weeks, and it turns out I'm allergic to shampoo that I was using. Can you believe that, right? Who gets allergic to shampoo? I do. And so, you know, I went to the doctor and thought it was an ear infection, which I did have, and but what it allowed me to do is I was able to think a lot, right? Because I would sleep a lot, wake up, and I was just pretty dizzy, so I couldn't really function too well. And I wasn't running or working out for a few days as well. But when I was there, I was like, wow, when I slow down, I'm able to really create some interesting thoughts, right? You know, I'm finding peace within myself, right? And because of that, I really feel it allowed me to have a really cool dream where my mom came to me, and she's been gone for about 10 years now. And she said, you know what, you're allergic to your shampoo. Wasn't that cool? You know, and I also gave myself Reiki, and I was telling another friend of mine today, I was like, you know, she's a Reiki practitioner. As a matter of fact, she's going to be on our show Thursday night, Transformation Thursday, because she does a lot of really cool things with meditation and also with Reiki and other healing modalities. But I said, you know what, I realized something. To give Reiki to myself was amazing. And, you know, and I said, okay, I got to be really mindful about doing certain things to take care of finding peace within myself, right? Because as well as finding peace, I got really frustrated about how things were going in my life and that I had to slow down. And, you know, have you guys ever felt like that, having to slow down? And what happens is when you do that, it really, really shows you where you are, okay? And so I go, I need to be more mindful. I need to be more meditative. Think about not just think about, you know, being calmer. Well, I bought a Life magazine. If any of you guys read Life, but Time magazine, sorry. But it's a wonderful magazine. I was like, it was talking about depression and also about finding inner peace. How cool is that with mainstream Time is sharing that with us, you know? And so it's like finding peace in a stressed out, digitally dependent culture, aren't we, with social media? We never think about anything except doing what we do, being what, you know, going on Facebook, stalking people. I have a friend of mine who's a client too. I was like, you can't, you know, just let him reach for you, let her reach for you. Don't go looking for them, you know, because it's always better instead of stalking them on Facebook or Twitter or whatever you do, texting or, you know, looking to see what they're liking. If you walk in, I always like to be invited in the front door, you know, of someone's house rather than going in the back door, wouldn't you? And so that gives you some peace right there, you know. And, you know, and it also gives you choice letting someone in or not. So one of the things that, you know, I can talk about today is, are you depressed? Do you get depressed during holidays? Is any of your friends and family? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, okay, but maybe I know you got to know someone. And so a couple things here, you know, and I read this in Time, they did a study on people that, who just says, I'm happy, I'm prosperous. And there were half as many of those folks that had heart diseases as, other people. And they're also, when people try to overcome depression or overcome being overwhelmed or doing whatever they do, they don't get sick as easy, And so, and when you're, when they're optimistic like that, and they can, they did a study that the people that were consciously aware of meditating, of being mindful about feeling, that they, you can change your brain. You know that, Nicole, right? So you're like, I'm like, better brain. Well, start, being more mindful. Meditate. Think about your breathing. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon or the evening. Start now, right? That's the time you start. And so, I mean, they were talking about how can you be more mindful. And there's organizations now, and I would recommend that anybody get the Time magazine. There are organizations now that really talk about this. And so I'm going to talk about it from this perspective. We talk about meditation all the time. But let me explain something. When you can change your brain, when you can make your brain better, bigger, smarter, more active, change the way you think, I mean, that right there is enough to make anybody want to do to start, right? You know what I mean? Because if you can think better, you make better choices, right? And if you can think better, you can choose better, say, for better women or men in your life, or you can choose a better job, or you can make a better choice. I think that's key right there. So how do you become more mindful? Well, you can start with breathing, okay, and do a breathing exercises in the morning, and take 5 minutes and concentrate on your breathing. Close your eyes, sit cross-legged on the ground, or sit in a chair, sit on your bed, and just start breathing in and out, in through your nose, out through your mouth. I talked about this about a week or so ago, but here it is again. And sometimes people are struggling, as I said, during the holidays and beyond. So this is not only for now, but if you're starting now, great. So what you do is you sit the cross-legged against on the floor, or keep your back straight against a chair and your shoulders, let them drop, and take deep breath and close your eyes. If it feels right, and start breathing in and out and focusing in on that breath. Notice your breathing. Don't change your breathing or notice your breath, but focus on how it feels, of the air going in and out of your body. I think that's key right there. And you know what? All of a sudden you're thinking, my back hurts, my kidney hurts, my leg hurts, this is some things I've been, noticing about other people because I've been talking to a few of my clients about it. And and that's okay. Just notice it, address it, and then go back to your breathing again. Breathing in and out. And when you start doing that, what's going to happen is you're going to start being aware of everything that you do. Have you guys ever eaten a meal really quick where you don't even taste it, you just do it for nutrition? Or to make yourself feel better so you can function. And that's important. I get it. But wouldn't it be great if you could just chew your food and think about it and what you're eating and enjoy it, So that's a couple of things that, as you become more mindful about you, who you are, what you're doing, about your breathing, about going through the day. And as I said, there are organizations out there. I'm not going to get through them tonight. You can buy the magazine Time and check it out for yourself. But people are really, it's going mainstream. They've got an organization out there that are helping police officers, and how cool is that, colleges, universities, where they're all learning to become more mindful because it's really affecting the way we feel, the choices that we make, and who we are and what we do, right? And, and you've got friends and family that are coming over and you're stressed, maybe they're stressed. My daughter, she's a young one, Christian for years, and this is something that she does to overcome it. She runs. So if you can't do the breathing, you can do, as long as it's something repetitive, right, a repetitive activity like running or walking, and you're doing it and you're just, breathing is a repetitive activity that you're focused on. And when, Heather does it and she has gotten great results with it, she runs 13 miles a day. She beats me, I can tell you that. But she's got a great stride. How about it? But it's a repetitive activity. And so what I started doing is taking my dog out in the morning, and I've been doing it for a few months, but taking my dog out with me to run in the morning, and because I have a big one and she requires a great deal of exercise, and doing that repetitive running, and it's amazing. You know, people, just what you hear and what you see in the morning time, and you know, I'll throw a protein shake and drink it, and then I go run. You know what I mean? So because I like the energy of the protein shake, so and the juice and the vegetable juice and all that kind of stuff, it's kind of like a little reward for me to go run in the morning. And the reward, too, is to run and then to juice. So something I enjoy. Anyway, so that's a couple of things that you can do. And as I said, the breathing is a form of meditation. Meditation, you can change your brain. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, your brain and what it does and how strong it becomes. And being more mindful and focusing on the breathing can do the same thing. When you can change your brain, you can change your body, you can do anything, okay? And that's when you really step into your power, right? And, you know, I was telling someone the other day, I said, when we learn that we don't have to age, you know, and we become mindful of what we put in our body and how we treat our body and what we do, then we step into our power, right? And so on that note, I want to share this with you. Did you know what ages you more than the sun? And I read this today. Ages you more than the sun or, gosh, what else? Time, you know what I mean, is actually sugar. So, you know, when your body's used to having sugar every day, it ages you quicker than anything. So, you know, the sun is a big ager, that's what we think, and it is. Time is also an ager, too, as well. But when we eat sugar and put in our body, not the best things, and not saying don't eat sugar because I never made a piece of chocolate I don't like, then it's harder to be mindful about yourself or your, you know, about what you're doing with your body, right? Because it's sugar is a drug just like anything else, you know? And so just be aware of what you feed your body, how you treat your body. Take time to breathe in the morning. You know, what is 5 minutes out of your whole day, especially when it will help you be more healthy, pull you out of depression, you know what I mean? If you are depressed, if you're overwhelmed, you know, and how cool is that, you know what I mean? And so you can touch your family, you know what I mean? I have a friend of mine that, yeah, his whole family gets together. Isn't that cool? She's from North Carolina, actually. She's amazing. But they meditate. All of the family gets together a couple times a year, you know, for Christmas and for Easter and a couple other holidays where they meditate. Whoever's there can meditate together. And she goes, we've made some great strides in, you know, helping our family members create what they're looking for each other individually and also as a whole group of us meditating together. There's such a strong power there. And I said, how do you meditate? She goes, well, we just breathe in and out and focus on what we're looking to create for ourselves, for our family and also for our friends and family and what we'd like to create. General peace in the world. Is that cool or what? And they do a lot with Christmas too, which I talked about the other day. So you guys, I hope this helps you, give you some idea. And it's something you can start. You can start tonight before you go to bed. You can start tonight now when you get off the phone. Just sit there and focus on your breathing in and out. Sit in the chair, sit cross-legged on the floor, lay in the bed, just be comfortable. You know what? You can just try again tomorrow, okay, or later. So, and your body probably needed it. So, how cool is that? But I know for myself, just by relaxing and stopping, because I had to, I wasn't feeling good. And it took some time to figure out what it was, thanks to my mom and coming to me in a dream. And, you know, allergic to shampoo, how's that happen, right? Maybe it happened because I needed to slow down. And so, you know, I don't want anything else to happen. So I want to take care of me, my physical, my spiritual self, and my emotional self. So I invite you guys to do the same. I'm going to be meditating tonight, and I will keep everybody in my thoughts and energy and wishing you the best in your, you know, working with your being mindful about your life and how to have the best holiday season, how to have the best New Year's, and how to have the best 2015 you can have. So hope that helps you guys. I'm doing yearly readings. I'm going to be finishing up in the next week or two. So if you'd like one, email me or call me at 954-636-9401. Or email me at Teree, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, at angelcoaches.org. And I'll help you. And I love to do yearly readings because we take the whole year. This year I'm doing them with the archangels because they have a lot of help. And I want to show people I have a whole new way of doing readings this year, so I'm super excited about it. And it's been a real big transformation for a lot of people. You know what I mean? So anyway, the readings last about an hour, so give me a call if you're interested. And you guys have a great now and enjoy your delving into becoming more mindful. And boy, imagine what we can do as a whole group of people with angel coaches coming to the show when we do that. So I will keep all you in my thoughts and prayers that are listening to it now and listening to it later. And please do the same for me and my whole friends and family too as well. You guys are my friends and my family too. So anyway, take care. Lots of love. And as I said, go have a great now. And our next show is Tuesday night. We've got a special speaker on there. I'm super excited about it. Anyway, take care. As I said, the third time, have a great now. And we will see you on Tuesday night at 8:30. Bye now.